I want to share with you today just a Christmas message that I feel on my heart. We've been weaving our way through the Christmas story the last few Sundays, and really just wanting the Christmas story to come alive again for our faith around the Christmas story to feel fresh again and to feel renewed again, because it is such a powerful story. It's a powerful story in a stressful season. That the season is stressful. I've done a really, really good job just trying to stay out of the stress lane this Christmas. I felt it trying to creep up on me this morning as we were just trying to get the service ready and had to just go get away from all that for just a moment. I don't want that on me if possible. And I know it may feel like we're asking too much, because we've just accepted, you know, that this is a hard time, or that these are difficult days, or that this is just what it is. It is a stressful season. But I want to tell you today that it's not too late. I want to encourage you to take the remaining hours of this season, take the remaining days of this season back, and choose joy. Choose joy with your kids. Choose joy with your family. Find friends and choose joy. But most importantly, feel after the presence of the Lord and experience Jesus in a fresh way. Experience Him, because there is nothing like the presence of the Lord. Does anybody believe that today? So maybe you remember the old Christmas stories that we heard as kids. Some of them turned into songs, some of them began as poems and became tales and stories that we thought our parents themselves lived. One of them that I remember hearing just as a little boy, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. Maybe you remember poems like those that turned into stories that we told again and again each year, and hopefully that old poem conjures up good memory for you. But on this Christmas Eve, on this day before Christmas, yeah, I want to talk to you for a moment about the day before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas. You know why? Because everyone has a day before Christmas. Everyone has a night before Jesus came into your life. A day before everything changed. And when it changed for the better. When it changed for good. It changed for powerful. It changed for blessing. The night before Christmas, yeah, there were challenges there. There were difficulties there. There were lots of circumstances there. But the day that Jesus came into my life, I need to talk to you today about the night before Christmas. I'm going to read today in Luke chapter 2, but before I get there, I just want to remind you this story that we've been telling the last few Sundays. You remember Joseph and Mary, they were in Bethlehem, and why they were in Bethlehem. Of course, Caesar Augustus demanded a census and taxes were due, and Joseph was from there, and Mary was engaged to him, and so off they go. It was inconvenient, and yet it was fulfilling prophecy at the same time, and you remember there was no room in the inn, and so they found themselves in a stable with the barn animals, and there was a manger that served as the first crib for baby Jesus. And it seems the greatest injustice, it appears to be the greatest slight of all time, but actually it was his plan all along. It wasn't an accident for him to be born in a stable. It wasn't an accident for him to lie there in a lowly manger. He wanted it that way because he was going to be born into our hearts, and they, just like the stable, were going to smell. They, just like the manger, were going to be messy. So he said, let me be born in these conditions so that when I'm born into your condition, it's familiar to me and I know just exactly how to fix it and make it right. But look at Luke chapter 2. And verse number 8, the Bible said that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. They were keeping watch over their flocks at night. So these are shepherds that really know nothing about the events that are taking place. They don't know Joseph or Mary that we can find in the history book. They're not aware of any of the events that are happening. They don't know that Mary and Joseph have just given birth to Jesus in a stable, but here they are living out in the fields. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how close you are to the birth of a breakthrough. Sometimes you don't know how near you are to the birth of a miracle. You may be in this room today and you are closer than you realize. You are nearer than you believe to a miracle in your life. The Bible said that these men were keeping watch. They are faithful men. They are committed men. They are sold out to a thing, but maybe not the thing. It was the night before Christmas, you see, and the details are a little bit fuzzy. Not sure exactly what was important the night before Christmas. Not sure what really mattered the night before Christmas. I know I'm trying to make some money. I just don't know. I don't know what really is important the night before Christmas, but these men are about to find out. Here's what I know. I know the Lord can show up when your life least deserves it. I know the Lord can come when your life looks like it does not count. That the Lord can show up when it seems like everything else as lost. My mind is a mess, but look, here is a miracle right here on my doorstep. And then verse 9, the Bible said, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I really don't have time on Christmas Eve to talk about the glory, but I want you to hear me. When the glory shows up, something is about to break. When the glory of the Lord shows up, something is about to change. Something is about to turn. Something is about to shift. I know it's Christmas Eve and we're dressed in our Sunday fineness, but if you need something to shift in your life, just wave a hand at me. If you need something to break in your life, just wave the other hand at me. I know it's Christmas Eve, but I'm ready for the Lord to do a Christmas miracle in our lives. Can I just be at home and preach like I feel like preaching today? So the angel said to them in verse 10, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The Bible said they were terrified, understandably so. I'm out working in the field and an angel shows up and begins talking to me. This is not normal. This is not common. This is not every day in my life. This is not anything I've ever experienced before. But the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing good news." See, you may think that when God comes close, that it's only bad news, that it's only judgment, that it's only correction, that it's only to point his finger at you or to tell you that you are in trouble. No, the angel said, this is a miracle for you. This is joy for everyone connected to you. I want you to hear me on Christmas Eve. What you feel moving in this room is not trouble for you. It's not judgment on you. It's not God pointing his finger at you. This is joy for you. This is joy for everyone in your house. This is joy for everyone you are connected to. I don't know about you, but I receive the joy today. I receive the strength. I receive the peace. I receive the good news that Jesus' birth proclaims in my life. Verse 11, he said, today, not next week, not New Year, not after a while, today. It's Christmas Eve, but God said today. I was preparing this and I thought, oh no, Lord, it's Christmas Eve. I need to just kind of keep things tight, you know, and just keep things just real careful, you know, and just keep things in bounds today. But I kept hearing him say today, and I've heard him say it every morning that I've woken up, today, today, today in the town of David, today at the church Covington, today on Christmas Eve, a Savior is born to you. A miracle is born in your life. A breakthrough is born in your life. A healing is born in your life. Restoration is born in your life. Strength is born in your life. Just say amen when I touch wherever it is that you are living, not in 2024, right here at the end of 2023 on Christmas Eve. Today, a Savior is born. He's born. He's alive. He's alive. This will be a sign to you. You're going to find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. We all love a sign. We have GPS for the directionally challenged folk. He said, I'm going to make this really easy for you. You're going to find Jesus. I know the church in 2023 has really complicated this. I know we've turned it into a lot of other things, but I want you to know what you're going to find. What you're going to find when you walk through those doors is Jesus. What you're going to experience is Jesus. The one you're going to meet is Jesus. The one whose presence you're going to feel is Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful to feel the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like it. There is no experience like him. So be a sign. You're going to find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly, verse 13, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. So they started with one angel, and now there's more angels. A great company of heavenly hosts. They're all praising God and saying glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. So one angel comes with a message: do not be afraid. Something good is about to happen. Something good is on its way. Don't be nervous and don't worry. And then a host of other angels come, and all of them began worshiping. All of them began praising God. You know why? Because someone was talking about Jesus. If you talk about him, he will show up. If you talk about him, he will come. If you talk about him on your job, get ready. He's going to show up on your job. If you talk about him tomorrow over Christmas dinner, guess what? He's going to show up to Christmas dinner. If you talk about him at school, he's going to come down the hallways of your school. If you talk about him, he will show up. We need him. We need him to show up. And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The angels said, "Look, we've given you the message. We've told you all that we were instructed to tell you. We've unburdened our hearts to you. Now the choice is yours. Now the decision is yours. It's up to you now. Are you going or are you staying? We found you in a field, keeping watch over your flocks. Are you going to stay here and just keep doing the same thing you've always done? Or are you going to find Jesus? You going or staying? Which side of Christmas do you want to live on? Before or after? Which side of Christmas do you want to live on? So the Bible said they hurried. They hurried. They didn't take their sweet time. They didn't think about it for another 30 days. They didn't consider it for a couple more hours. They hurried. They hurried because they heard something that captured their heart. They heard something that arrested their attention. They heard something that moved their spirit. They hurried and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Can I just give you some Christmas truth today? You'll always find what you're looking for. You'll always find what you're looking for. If you look for negative, you'll find negative. If you look for trouble, you'll find trouble. If you look for sin, you'll find sin. But if you look for healing, if you look for help, if you look for wholeness, guess what? You'll find that. If you look for breakthrough, you'll find breakthrough. If you look for strength, you'll find strength. Whatever it is you're looking for, you will find it. I don't know about you, but this Christmas, I'm looking for Jesus. This Christmas, I'm looking for healing. This Christmas, I'm looking for breakthrough. This Christmas, I'm looking for the only thing that Jesus can offer: his peace and his grace and his power and his presence. This Christmas, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm closing today, but I want to tell you just another thing that's powerful to me. Verse 17, when they had seen him, When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They saw him and immediately began to spread the word. They began to tell everybody who would listen, hey, you know what's happening? Hey, can I tell you about this miracle? Hey, can I tell you what we've just experienced? And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. I'm sure you've seen this before, but it's fascinating to me. BC and AD. These are actually time notations and distinctions. And while there are fancy Latin words, they simply mean before Christ and after death. Because his birth was so significant. His birth was so monumental. His birth was so providential that from then on, things were categorized. Things were literally defined as to what life was like before he lived and after he died. You know what? Your life has a BC too. Your life has a before Christ. 'Twas the night before Christmas. How would you define your life before Christmas? Is it lonely? Is it lonely? Was it cold? Is it cold? Is there addiction before Christmas? Is there a hurt heart? Is there a broken relationship? Are you sad? Are you angry? Do you feel lost within yourself? The night before Jesus is a little fuzzy, but I can still remember. I want to encourage somebody to invite him in today, to allow him into your life, to say yes to Jesus, to say yes to the experience that is his presence. There's nothing like it. There's no experience like it. There's no power like it. It's amazing. He is Jesus. We call it a yes moment. Maybe time for you to say yes today. I know what it's like the night before Christmas, but I want to live on the other side of Christmas, him born in my life. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one moving around for just a moment. Maybe you're in this room today and you know it's time. You know where your life is. You know what before Christ, before Christmas looks like for you. Maybe you are the one sad. Maybe you are the one lonely. Maybe you are the one cold and struggling and feeling the despair of it all. But if he's born in your heart, everything changes. If you need that today, I want you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I'm asking you to be born in me. I'm asking you to change my life. Today I repent of my sin. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Change me. Lord, I want you to save me. I want you to fill me with your Spirit. I want you to heal every broken place. I want to live on the other side of Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.